the other part of this is just sort of the level of uncertainty. I've heard it called sort of like subscription diplomacy, that everything that we get in terms of news about international trade policy tends to be really short term. And I think the market is going to need to see something material, either in terms of data on actual shipments over the next few months, but probably something much more concrete on paper as well, in terms of an agreement between the United States and China around trade and soybean trade specifically, before we really see a move to substantially different price levels than what we've got right now.